Okay, today I want to do something a little different. I had a request about meditation on the space element. Meditation on the space element. So in Buddhism there's four elements, but sometimes that's extended to be the six elements. And those additional two elements are space and consciousness. And I've found that meditating on this element of space works really well for me. It's one of my favorites, but it isn't taught very often by a lot of monks. Usually it's mindfulness of body or breath. Now you might wonder, well, where is this taught as an object of meditation in the early Buddhist texts? And I'll just mention quickly in Majjhima Nikaya 127, verse 5, it's mentioned there. That sutta is called the Anuruddha Sutta. And also, I talked about this in one of my Dhamma talks on my website, the fifth talk I did there, for those who may have ever seen my site. And I mentioned another sutta there, Anguttara Nikaya 6.26. So if you want to actually, you know, trace it back into the suttas, it is there. Okay, so why don't we try it? So just sit and close your eyes and just try to quickly scan your body if there's any tense muscles that you could relax. I often find there can be tension in my forehead or between my eyes. Or perhaps any other muscles in the face. So let's start with an awareness just of our body. And you might think, well, what specific spot on the body though? Is this body meditation? And I'm gonna say, no, just the whole thing. Just a general awareness of the whole thing. And if there's any kind of blank areas, just try to pay a little more attention to those, and hopefully those will kind of fill in with your awareness. And we're just getting a sense of the space that our body occupies. This isn't so much about tuning into like temperature or, you know, sensations like itching or whatever. This is just the space. And as to our breathing, just let it be natural. And just know that you are breathing. And that goes along with this space. And you might think, well, what specifically should we know about our breath? And I say, don't get into specifics. Just know that you are breathing. That's all you have to know. Okay, so this is kind of the, you might say, the starting point of this meditation is just an awareness of the space which the body occupies. Now, if our mind begins to wander, in addition to this awareness, then what we're going to do is try to have an awareness of more space to go with this, okay? We're going to give our mind a little more of a task to keep it kind of like wholesomely occupied. And in doing so, our mind won't have that extra capacity to go wandering off and thinking of other things. Okay, so let's just have a sense as well of, let's say, a spherical volume of space around us, about 2 or 3 meters all around us in every direction. So imagine it's almost like having a bubble around you. Now, don't visualize a bubble. There is no bubble there. But I'm just trying to give you that sense of a spherical shape. Okay? So the trick here is feel that space. Sense that space. Don't imagine that space. This is not an exercise in imagining. This is an exercise in sensing and feeling as it actually is. And this isn't any special, like, psychic thing, you know. It's not like we're feeling like an aura or something like that. This is just a sense of the volume of space. It's very simple. So we're still kind of having a primary sort of priority of mindfulness of the body and the space it occupies, and the breath is in there. But we can also extend this sense of space beyond our body. Now, what is kind of tricky about this meditation, and don't feel, you know, too disappointed if it's not easy at first. The trick here is to develop the sensitivity of feeling it in a very direct and raw way, as opposed to imagining it. Don't imagine a bubble, or don't imagine an aura or something like this. Return back to the actual sense. And it's a very, like, 3D thing. It's here and now in the present. Right where you are. And include the space behind you as well. That's another tricky part of this meditation. It can be easy to have that sense of space in front of you, or maybe above and below you, or out to the sides, you know, because your eyes normally see that. But the space behind us, it's easy to kind of lose track of that, or, you know, be insensitive to it. It's easy to ignore that area. But I say, oh, we can be sensitive to that. This is something different than using our eyes. Now, if your mindfulness is pleasantly occupied and holding steady, good. Please continue. And ideally, you'd even have a sense of peacefulness coming along with this. You'd feel some blissful sensation kind of welling up inside you to go with this. That's kind of the yardstick of quality here, that you're doing it well. And just dwell with that. And the object of this little game we're playing is, can you stay in the present moment as you do this? Can you gently keep your mindfulness engaged in doing this? But we're not forcing this. We're just kind of resting in this state. There should be a restfulness mentally. Now, should you decide to continue doing this object of meditation, maybe when, you know, in the future when you're at home, and you might want to make this more, you know, explore this more in your meditation practice, which I encourage, you can experiment with using larger and larger volumes of space. You can extend it out to the whole room. Or you can extend it out to the entire building you're in. Or you can extend it to an entire city block. Or you can extend it to the entire city you're in. Or you can extend it to the entire country, the size of a whole country. Or you can extend this to the entire size of the planet Earth. Or you can extend this to the entire solar system. An enormous amount of space. Or the whole universe. Or, is, you know, effectively infinite in all directions. Now, I would just remind you, this isn't about imagining. This is about sensing. And remember to include the space behind you as part of this. That, you know, don't leave that part out. And be totally honest with yourself as to what volume of space is pleasant to dwell in. This isn't some kind of a contest to see whose mind can expand to be the biggest volume of space, or your heart expand to the biggest volume of space. This isn't a contest. This isn't about bragging about how much space you could occupy in your meditation. What this is about is staying in the present. And ideally, feeling that sense of peace welling up inside you. That is the yardstick of quality here, not the volume of space being the largest. We should humbly accept what the correct amount of volume is for where we are today. You never know. If you do this tomorrow, maybe the correct volume will be a little bigger than today, or a little smaller, or the same. You don't know until you try. And be willing to play with this a little bit, adjusting the amount of volume until you find that nice amount where you can tap into that sense of peacefulness, and you can tap in to your mindfulness being pleasantly engaged and occupied. And when you pick that nice, you know, Goldilocks amount of space, that suitable amount of space, your mind will likely go silent because you're denying it any capacity, any extra, you know, ability to go wandering off. You're keeping it occupied, pleasantly occupied. Okay, and I'll just conclude by saying I'm recording this and I will post this on my website. I did have a request to do a guided meditation on space, so if you wish to try this again later, it'll be posted soon. Okay, so thank you for trying today.